April 2nd, 1903. Four extracts. Ellen G. White. We are living in the time pointed out in this scripture. God has a great work to do in the earth, and Satan will strive with all his power to prevent the accomplishment of this work. Unpublished testimony. It is not the largeness or the grandeur of an edifice that impresses hearts, but the principles of righteousness, of justice, and equity practiced within. Pronounced Bible principles must prevail in every one of the Lord's institutions. Thus, those who are handling sacred responsibilities will reveal that their characters are sanctified by the truth that they claim to believe. Unpublished testimony. Christ is pleading the case of every tempted soul. But while he is doing this, many of his people are grieving him by taking their stand with Satan to accuse their brethren, pointing to their polluted garments. Let not the criticized ones become discouraged, for while their brethren are condemning them, Christ is saying of them, "I have graven them upon the palms of my hands. By creation and redemption, they are mine." Unpublished testimony. Make no man your king. Who is your king? He who is called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is our Savior, our King. To him you may always go with your burdens. However great your sins, you need have no fear of repulse. If you have injured your brother, go to him and confess the wrong you have done him. Clear away the difficulty that exists between you and him. When you have done this, you may come to your king, asking him for pardon. He will never take advantage of your confessions. He will never disappoint you. He has pledged his word to forgive your transgressions and to cleanse you from all defilement. The names of all his people are written in his book of life. Unpublished testimony.